This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Less than 24 hours after the United States signed a landmark agreement with the Afghan Taliban in Doha, its implementation has already hit its first snag. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced in Kabul on Sunday that his government has made no commitment to release thousands of Taliban prisoners, which is a precondition of the deal. The U.S. Taliban deal sealed on Saturday requires Afghan parties to the conflict to open direct negotiations on or around March 10th to agree on a nationwide permanent ceasefire and future power sharing. However, some of the steps required to be taken in the run-up to the dialogue include the release of up to 5,000 Taliban prisoners from Afghan jails and of 1,000 government security forces who were held by the insurgents. The Taliban have so far refused to acknowledge the Ghani administration as a legitimate government or to engage with it directly. As far as they're concerned, they say they have settled the prisoner release issues with Americans. The campaign of Pete Buttigieg announced Sunday evening is that he is dropping out of the Democratic presidential race after a disappointing fourth-place finish in Saturday's South Carolina primary, in which he won no delegates at all. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden, the easy winner in South Carolina, faces an immediate new challenge from U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders in this week's Super Tuesday, when 14 states hold primaries with more than 33% of the delegates up for grabs.